We certainly welcome the announcement, but this is something that should have happened a long time ago and something that we have been calling for. Other metros across the world, Madrid, Paris, New York, have been doing this now for weeks. So as always throughout this pandemic, the government has delayed, procrastinated, caused confusion. Now, back in April, Matt Hancock, the health secretary, was arguing against the compulsory use of face masks. And I think many people who have seen the pictures of crowded tube trains early in the morning over the last months will wonder if those people's lives were worth less. And again, this is to be compulsory from the 16th. Well, why is it okay for someone to get on a train tomorrow, potentially spreading a deadly disease, but it won't be from the 16th? The government, as always, is acting too little too late.
Okay, so at your train drivers union, ASLEF, how are you going to be advising your members to respond to this announcement?
Well, we asked London Underground this evening what plans they had in place to police this, and they didn't have an answer, which was extremely disappointing. It's an issue we have been highlighting with them for weeks. I know Peter Hendy seems very optimistic that like the alcohol ban on the Underground, people will self-enforce. But actually, the reality is passengers have seemed very, very reluctant to wear masks. There's been very low take-up in recent weeks. A mechanism will have to be found to police this. It will be part of the conditions of carriage. One will not be able to travel on the Underground without a mask. But there is no answer from London Underground about how this is to be enforced, how staff are to be supported, what British Transport Police resources will be available, and what will happen if people refuse to do it. And that's a real worry.
And it's true what you say, the Transport Secretary is saying this is a condition of travel, so like a ticket, essentially. Sadiq Khan, Mayor of London, he's given a reaction this evening to say he's pleased the government, in his words, finally saw sense on face coverings, adding this is something I and others have been calling on ministers to do for some time. Sadiq Khan, as well as being Mayor of London, we know is a Chair of Transport for London as well. Does this now put your union at odds with Transport for London?
Well, we are supporting the mayor on this. We have been advocating for this in the same way as the mayor does. We strongly support this announcement. It's a shame it's taken so long to get here. Obviously, we have concerns about how it is going to be policed, and there should be plans in place to do that. But we very much welcome this sensible announcement.
And also, Grant Shapps saying that the operators will have the powers to enforce this. Does this put your members at risk? There's on the Underground and on rail, there's British Transport Police, but does this put your members at risk if the onus is on them to have to enforce it as well?
Well, that is exactly the question that we asked London Underground this evening, and they weren't able to answer, unfortunately. Clearly, staff cannot be expected to put themselves at risk. There needs to be an enforcement plan in place for this. This is something that should have been put in place a long time ago. Clearly, it is not the job of train drivers, or to be frank, even of station staff, to try and physically stop people going onto the system without a mask.
Finally, Mr. Brennan, it gives you 10 days or so until this comes in. Where do you see this going between now and the 15th with your union? We've heard response as well from the RMT union as well. What do you think needs to happen between now and the 15th for both sides to be happy?
Well, we want answers from the company about how they're going to make this happen. As I say, we're strongly in favour of it, but it has to be done in a way that doesn't create extra risks for staff. Because we're bound to find situations where individuals are not wearing a mask, passengers around them become unhappy, there may be increased risks of confrontation, etc. So all of that is going to have to be managed very carefully. My understanding is that from Monday, London Underground will be stepping up the encouragement of people to wear masks and will be handing out masks at some stations in order to encourage that. But the public awareness needs to be heightened, and there needs to be a very, very strong message and strong action from the British Transport Police that actually the policing needs to start at the entrance to the station and not at the entrance to the trains. People should not be coming onto the system without masks.